This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, April 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Talley. Here's today's headlines. The doomsday scenario for irrigators. Reconciliation has a long road ahead, and farm workers may get a break. What keeps Nemeth up at night? California top official for water infrastructure carrying a lot of anxiety about climate change. Speaking recently to lawmakers, Department of Water Resources Director Carla Nemeth explained how the state averted a disaster in 2023. The state had rapidly shifted from an extreme drought to one of its wettest winters on record. DWR expected the shadow of the incoming atmospheric rivers would roll over the Golden Gate Bridge, with rain saturating Northern California and draining south through the state's water project. Instead, it slammed the Central Sierra. At 200,000 cubic feet per second, the stormwater threatened to topple delta levees, she explained. That would have led to saltwater intrusion into the delta and into the conveyance canals of the water projects, compromising the water supply for potentially months while failing to capture much-needed runoff to replenish storage levels. Such a scenario would have been, quote, a real failure of government in my mind, said Nemeth. Why it matters? Well, Nemeth shared the cautionary tale with lawmakers to line up their support behind the administration's proposal for a Delta Tunnel project. The infrastructure upgrade promises security against such climate and earthquake catastrophes, according to the director. The long reconciliation road ahead. Now the hard work begins. The House narrowly passed the Senate amended budget resolution yesterday. It unlocks the budget reconciliation process that will be used to try to enact President Donald Trump's legislative priorities. But there are certain to be a lot of pitched battles ahead on a range of details. Members of the House Freedom Caucus were initially frustrated by the significantly lower spending cut targets within the Senate instructions. They only supported the bill because of commitments from the House, the Senate, and the White House that cuts would reach $1.5 trillion. But reaching those levels without upsetting more moderate GOP factions of both chambers will be a very tall order for Republican leaders. Some Republicans in both the House and the Senate are wary of significant cuts to Medicaid and instead say they support reforms like work requirements. However, the House Energy and Commerce Committee is expected to find at least $880 billion in savings, which are largely expected to come from Medicaid. Under the resolution, the House Agriculture Committee expected to find $230 billion in cuts, while the Senate counterpart instructed to find $1 billion. Senator John Hoeven, North Dakota Republican, said the Agriculture Committees haven't settled on a final number for spending cuts, but they are actively working to identify policies. We will find savings, but we haven't pegged a number yet, Hoeven said. Now keep in mind, whatever size cut the Ag committees are required to make, that's a net number. So if the committee decides to use reconciliation bill to increase funding for commodity programs, they'll have to offset that cost with enough savings from SNAP or other programs to meet the net reduction. Now take note, some members are already looking to set a deadline for reconciliation. Senate Budget Committee Chair Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said he's hoping Republicans can pass that reconciliation bill by Memorial Day. But if things drag on too long, he said, he's going to suggest splitting up the bill to get funds to the border and defense immediately. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value. Connecting Vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. We're finalizing buyout numbers. A statement from a USDA spokesperson says the department is still reviewing and finalizing numbers from the latest buyout offer, which closed Tuesday. While Secretary Rollins is actively pursuing plans to reduce USDA's workforce to better serve the needs of the people we serve, she will not compromise the critical work of the department, the statement says. E&E News reported yesterday that as many as 12,000 employees may have taken the offer. Newhouse, mixed feelings on farm bill elements and reconciliation. Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington says he has mixed feelings about including parts of the farm bill in a reconciliation measure. We'd love to see a lot of these things happen, but I think my bigger priority is to get the entire farm bill passed, Newhouse told AgriPulse newsmakers. If we start taking it apart and passing bits and pieces, that takes away some of the incentive to get the entire package across the finish line. Newhouse, a Yakima Valley hops farmer, says he supports the intent of the USDA staff cuts to make the, quote, federal government leaner and meaner. However, he says the administration should preserve staff critical to delivering crucial support to the nation's ag producers. Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. House quashes effort to force tariff vote. The House won't get a vote on a Democratic effort to repeal Trump's 10% across-the-board tariff, a measure buried in the House rule adopted to tee up a vote on the budget resolution, blocks future votes on challenges to the economic emergency underpinning the duties. House leadership used an identical playbook to prevent a similar vote on the Canada-Mexico duties last month. Senate Democrats are expecting their effort will get a vote in the upper chamber after the Easter recess. Meanwhile, a group of House Democrats are mounting a new effort to repeal Trump's tariffs and give Congress a say on future duties. House Ways and Means Ranking Member Richard Neal from Massachusetts and Trade Subcommittee Chair Linda Sanchez of California leading the effort, which has the backing of at least six other committee Democrats. The bill would scrap all of Trump's reciprocal tariffs and the 25% duties on Canada and Mexico, as well as give Congress a vote on future tariffs. The White House has already indicated it would veto the legislation, and it won't likely see a House vote anyway. Here's today's final word. USDA needs to do better for family farms and our communities. That Shane Zerligen, co-founder of Fiery Ginger Farm in Yolo County. He testified to the Assembly of Ag Committee in support of a resolution that calls for the Trump administration to restore funding for school procurement programs. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, April 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.